I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our special guest in the Brad Blanks Funhouse today is a young lady who's famous in two different shows. One of them we mentioned a few minutes ago, Mrs. Maisel, and the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I'm sorry. She plays Lois, her manager in that show. And it's funny because Sue had no idea who he was going to interview. And when we told her her name, she still didn't know.
No, I didn't.
Until we said Mrs. Maisel's manager.
She plays Lois on Family Guy.
Also, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Her name is Alex Bornstein.
And she's Susie on Mrs. Maisel.
Right. But that's the manager, right?
Yes. Yeah, Susie the manager, Lois on Family Guy.
Yes.
I knew she had to. You know what? I practiced this and still couldn't get it.
That's okay. But no, it's not your show.
I do remember when Brad first started working, one of his big jobs was covering American Idol. He'd go out to Hollywood. He became good friends with all the judges on the show. And the company that represented the public relations for that, they would throw him in a room with a bunch of other people.
DJs from all over America.
And they had to interview Alex. Who was Lois on Family Guy. And they all would drive her crazy. And Brad got to know her. You were kind of friendly with her.
Yeah, I became good friends with her. I felt sorry for her because she was with all your disciples, Scott, out there.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
They all wanted to hear Scott Shannon stories, but when they weren't wanting to hear radio legendary stories, they'd be interviewing all this Fox talent. And she'd come out, and all these people from the Midwest, like Topeka, Kansas, and whatever, would want Lois from Family Guy to do their station letters in the Family
and
Guy
Merry
voice.
Christmas and all the
all that stuff.
Hi, Merry Christmas, and then they take her to Happy Thanksgiving.
As that character.
That's right.
As Lois.
Yes.
Can we get one more from you, Alex? Can you say the Butthead Morning Show?
Yes.
Can you do that? You're listening. So anyway, this is a little clip. If you don't watch Family Guy, she winds up with a president, I guess.
So, wow.
Thank you, Bill Clinton.
That's
Lois.
Oh, jeez.
So,
brilliant.
So keep in mind, she's really broken through. So now, I don't think she has to talk to any of those people from Topeka anymore because she's got a couple of Emmys,
that's
right?
That's right. She's a superstar now. This is a global sensation, this show.
Yeah, the show is.
So it's like a reunion for you two, right?
Yeah, I hadn't seen her for 10 years, so it was really funny when she just sort of sauntered up to me on the red carpet.
Wait a minute. And I know who that big.
She's half
you?
My size, Scott, too, just so you know. Half all my right. size. Emmys fall from the roof when you walk down the street now.
Isn't that crazy?
That's really crazy, and I'm so excited.
I'm glad you're excited.
So, all right, I'll calm down now.
Yeah, you're good?
Yeah, good. When you first get to figure out how to play this Susie, a bit of a mixture from you as well as the creators?
No, Amy wrote this part with me a little bit in mind. There's a lot of my grandmother. There's a lot of my mother. You know, she's a tough broad, and I just kind of read it out loud and see what comes out. And if that's right, it's right. And if it's not like, oh, let me try it now with an accent.
You're very good at the F-bomb dropping. And
yes, I am.
You don't get to do that on Family Guy.
You know, we do. We beep it. So then, because then on the DVDs, or now it's what? People upload things or download. Yeah. I don't know what the kids do. But
Lois is dropping F-bombs.
Yeah, we have them occasionally. But yeah, there is a wonderful freedom to just being able to speak the way most people actually speak.
If you were my manager, what would you say right now about my career?
You have a career? What is it? What's it called?
Yeah, I don't know. Big, sloppy, sweaty guy.
Then you're nailing it. Then you are nailing it.
Thank you. Yes. Alex Bornstein, my old friend, the good old days.
Give this guy a raise. He's nailing it.
Yeah, thank you.
Big, sweaty, sloppy guy. You're nailing it.
Susie from Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, that's so great.
Plays the manager there. Good job, Brad.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Isn't it funny how when you first started interviewing people, because he has interviewed celebrities
for
quite a while.
And almost 20 years.
In the process, he's talked to a lot of people who weren't stars then.
Right.
Who evolved and made it big time.
Yeah. And they haven't forgotten him, which is so wonderful.
How do you forget this thing?
No, you can't. He's unforgettable. Unforgettable.
It's a unique
head. Exactly. Miss him. He's a sloppy thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.